Kathy Henry here from Profitable Niches, and this is Lesson 3 of the Niche Marketing course. Now today we're going to continue on with our keyword research. Now that you've got 4 to 5 niche ideas, we're going to zero in and find those long tail keywords that you will need in order to grab traffic and make yourself successful. And I cannot stress enough just how important this step is, because the only difference between you and someone who's making a full-time living online right now is that they know this stuff, okay? They know how to select the keywords that will give them the best results for the minimum amount of effort. Unless you've got a whole lot of money behind you and can buy your traffic, the only way that you're going to get your website noticed and get enough traffic to make the sales that you need is to get it organically. And the only way that you're going to get enough traffic through Google or any other search engine for that matter is through the use of long tail keywords. Now, first let me explain just exactly what a long tail keyword is. It's a phrase used for what the customer is actually typing into the search engine to find the information that they're looking for. So there's your broad keyword, and then there's a keyword phrase, and then there's the long tail keyword. In this example, I'm just going to use a broad niche of iPod, which is not recommended because there's just far, far, far too much competition for it. So I'm opening up Google and I'm typing in the word iPod. Up at the top in the right-hand corner, you'll see results 1 to 10 of about 268 million for iPod. So that means that it's just a stupidly ridiculous amount of competition. You've got 268 million web pages all competing for the word iPod. I don't know too many people in niche marketing, successful or not, that would even consider tackling that. So we need to narrow it down. Next, I type in the word iPod shuffle, which is a keyword phrase. And when I do that, I notice at the top, now there's 14 million people competing for that. So I'm narrowing it down. Just by adding that extra word, I have taken out quite a bit of the competition. Now it's still way too much. So next, I'm going to type in iPod shuffle troubleshooting. And I'm going to compare the results. Now it's down to about 200,000. For our purposes, for the beginner, that's still too much competition, but now you're getting the idea of how important the long tail keyword is in reducing the amount of competition for your keyword. So now you're wondering probably, how do you find those long tail keywords within your niche? I usually start in Google, and I will type in my broad search like iPod, and then I scroll way down to the bottom of the page. And at the bottom of the page, it will say, searches related to iPod. And it gives me about 8 different choices of keyword phrases. So in this instance, iPod shuffle showed up down there. So I clicked on it. Now, when I clicked on it, I scrolled down to the bottom of the page again. And then it gave me iPod shuffle troubleshooting. So if you do this with your niche, scroll down to the bottom, compare the search results and the amount of competition, and I would do that when I got down to the bottom where it shows you the searches related to, I would check out each and every one of them to see if a nice long tail keyword showed up there and I could narrow down the competition in the search results. So that's one way to start narrowing it down. I want you to try and do that with each one of your niches in this lesson. And then once you've got one good long tail keyword for each of your niches, we'll take it to the next step in the next level, or next lesson, and we'll start analyzing those keywords to see if they really will be profitable for you, and if they're worth investigating a little bit further. So have fun, and I'll see you in lesson 4.